Thank you, pilots, and sorry me to be rude with the timing. I would like to invite Professor Sebastiano Bagnara to tell us some conclusions. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I thank you, the organizer, for inviting me. And let's say, the last Valerian summarized my reaction to what I have heard this night, this afternoon. I took a lot of scattered notes, so I will not give a complete discourse, well-organized discourse, my some reaction about what you said. I start from the talk by Valeria. He said, I taught interaction design for many years, so I'm supposed to be an expert, but indeed I am an instance of the population you studied. And I reacted more as an instance than an expert. When I see the rationale of this project, I was a bit preoccupied. What does it mean to build up a community to self-help, for self-helping? It means that that community is composed by people that need help. In some sense, you are starting from a wrong point. You decide that the people you want to go together are people outside the society. They are not members of the society. And you try to put together on the basis of the difference, not of their interest. You are building up little ghettos, not community. A community is something that is open to the other people. You are building up small community to well-located community, talking each other about three things: about markets, small markets, about events related to themselves, about self-help. But people of my age discuss of politics, discuss of everything. If you make a choice of these three topics, you immediately decide that these people are different from you. The problem is the problem of integration. You can integrate all people if you look at their interest, real interest, their professional interest. There are mines of knowledge. Knowledge that young people doesn't know. They can interact with other ages on the basis of interest, knowledge they have. So I warmly invite you to open up the topics in order to involve both aged people and young people, to have communities that communicate together, that can be integrated together. Another point I want to add, no one in developmental psychology would put together babies of 1 year old with young adults of 20 years old. You put together here people of 61 years of age with people with 87 years of age. What they have in common may be nothing. it takes time to become adult. It takes so much more time to become older. There are many differences between them. You have to take into account. Another point. We have people from Finland down to Milan, down to Barcelona. No difference? No cultural difference there? I suppose there are differences. People in Barcelona tend to stay outside but most of the time, not only the summer. People in Karelia maybe spend time outside in summer. They have differences in building community, in staying community. I suppose that a lot of cultural differences come out from here. We have four pilots. Why don't look at difference in culture, in the way to stay together, in the way to communicate, in the way people talk to other people? Finally, a methodological point of view. Are you sure that applying standard co-design is the right solution, the thoughtful solution, when working with people of 60 years of age or more? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Mostly because now I enter this age, people that knows ICT well. They have learned to use them for a lot of time at work. There are huge differences. And it's not clear how you can use the standard co-design methodology and techniques with this group of people. So, excuse me for my reaction, but it is not a matter of being an expert, just to help. I'm a champion of these ages. I see a good point. You try to build up a feasible, sustainable platform, trying to catch an opportunity to put together sponsor, business people, and a particular community. That is interesting, because most of the pilot studies seems to be virtual, in the sense that they live in a virtual world. These cases are tied to the real world. How to go to market, for instance. How to buy. How can a platform be supported? Be feasible, economically feasible in the community. That's absolutely important. I would like to stress the final point. When you're talking to the people, you don't start to ask what they need. You ask what they desire. You ask what are their interests. Next time, please start from desires, not needs. Thank you.